Blog Talk Radio.
You, man, you already know what the fuck this is. PSA motherfucking radio. We live, we direct. We had a battle rap weekend. We had a football weekend. Dre, my brother, Three Letterman, what's good, my G?
My nigga, what's poppin'? PSA, pop, pop, man. Pop, pop. What's good, my nigga?
You already know. Yo, we're going to get the guest on right now. He was there. He was probably responsible
for... He's everywhere,
for
my nigga. Let's be real. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. He was responsible for probably the biggest video, mad Back. Live stream from the venue, from the event. Probably, like I said, responsible for the biggest video, which is Tay Rock going at, and Jones going at it with the cameo from Sue Surf. Yo, go check that shit out, man. It's at like a quadrillion fucking views in the past 20 minutes. So shout out to this dude right here. Shout out Hip Hop Is Real. Let's get him on right now. Knowledge, what's good, bro?
Yo, peace, peace, peace. What's up, man? How you guys doing, man? Thank you for having me on your show.
What's poppin',
Knowledge?
Absolutely,
brother. Salute.
What's going on, guys? How's everything, man?
Shit, we can't call it. Son, let's just take it from the jump, man. How was the event? Before we get into Jones and all that, Rock and Surf, how was the event? You being at the building. We watching on pay-per-view, but obviously you in the building, as always, my nigga. Tell us about the event, man.
The event was a good event, man. I had a good time. It was fun, and you know what I mean? Shout-out to UW. Shout-out to Oz, Race Swag, El Wisdom. They showed a lot of, you know, hospitality. It was dope, man. They allowed us to work to try to, you know, give the people, you know what I mean, who's out at home a chance to see a lot of the vaccine, you know, shit going on. So, you know, they let us do a lot of free shit. I mean, you know, they let us explore. So it was fun, man.
Knowledge, first off, shout out to you because, my nigga, us people at the crib watching this shit on pay-per-view, my nigga, it was goddamn cringing, my nigga. I'm talking about glitch era. I mean, so at 3 o'clock, we trying to watch this shit on pay-per-view. It didn't seem like the battles didn't start till what, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, right? Am I right on that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The battles, being that it's supposed to start at 3 o'clock, the first battle didn't pop off to what, 5:30, 6 o'clock, right?
I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't really remember exactly what time the battle started. Because I was so stoned. Like, I wasn't really paying attention to the exact time the battle started. But once everybody pretty much got in, it started like probably like an hour or probably like 45 minutes after everybody got in, I think. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was Kid Kasha versus Twain. And that was a good battle. It was a good way to start it off. Like, you know what I mean? Kid Kasha is something different. Like, his projection and, like, performance was crazy. Like, he kind of bugged out in the building and just started off.
Couldn't really get into that battle too much. That shit kept going in and out. I think the next battle after that was what? DNA and Pat?
I'm sorry?
DNA and Pat was after that, right?
The next battle after that was... What was the first battle after... was it DNA and Pat? No.
I think so.
DNA. It was
No?
I think it was
Oh, so that was O Solo and Jones, was it?
I think it was Sirius Jones and O Solo. That was the first one.
Let's talk about that because I didn't get to watch that battle till this evening and people were saying O Solo 3-Zip on your blog, on social media, and Knowledge, I gotta tell you in Timber when I'm watching it now, Jones won that battle, my G.
Oh, Jones won that battle? Yeah, I didn't watch that battle.
In my opinion?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't really like the his man wearing a mask. Was niggas feeling that? Because to me, watching that, it seemed like niggas in the building was like, what the fuck is going on?
I mean,
it was crickets.
I'm honestly, man, I was in the back when that battle was going on, so I was hearing like pieces and bits of the battle. But all I remember was the aftermath. The aftermath was like niggas talking about 2-1-0 solo, 3-0. I'm like, word? Like niggas is like, that's what it is? Like that's what a lot of people were saying. So I'm not 100% sure on that battle. The only battles I really got to see in full was DNA Pat's Day. I seen
talk about that. What you thought about that?
Okay, DNA and Pat's Day. That was a dope battle. You know what I'm saying? That yo, I ain't gonna front. Like, I'm not, you know, a big fan of Pat State or nothing like that, but he was actually
that
dope.
Got busy.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna front. I have to give him his respect, like, because he came there comfortable. You know what I mean? He did everything that I thought that he wouldn't be able to do. And
his,
you know,
third
saying?
Round knowledge in Thimbo was fire. His third round was fire.
Mm.
I'm not even gonna hold you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nah,
I might lean towards Pat on first watch. Like, I gotta watch that again. I don't know how you feel, knowledge, but on first watch, I would lean towards Pat a little bit. I'm not saying DNA didn't get busy. He did what he did, but, you know, I thought Pat was kind of styling on DNA a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't know how you felt in the building, but.
He was styling, but DNA came through barring. Like, he came through going off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he gave you everything you knew. DNA gave you everything you knew you was going to get from DNA. Like, you know what I'm saying? No slouching bars. He attacked Pat Stay. Like, you know what I mean? It was, to me, that probably was like, that was a real good, complete battle. Like, you know what I mean? That was dope.
A good back and forth.
Yeah, like, it was definitely a good back and forth. It was really 2-1 either way. That's how I judged it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I thought it was 2-1 either way. It was about how you feel about, you know what I mean, what they were doing. But I ain't gonna front, like, I'm not mad for people who say Pat Stay won. Like, he definitely surprised me, so.
Yeah. Knowledge, I wanted to ask you this going into it. What was kind of the consensus of the reason Rex was not there? What did you hear about that?
This nigga Rex.
Nobody knew. That's all. That was the consensus I got from when I asked, you know what I mean, Aris, and I mean, it was like, you know what I mean, I asked Robbie, he's like, yo, the niggas just don't know. Like, you know what I mean, so it's probably something personal, but nobody really.
That's some bullshit, knowledge in Timbo. That's some bullshit. I'll say it for everybody. Fuck it. That's some bullshit, Rex. Because here's why I say it's some bullshit. Rob B, he's the one that gets the bad of this. You was originally supposed to battle Chess. Let's be real. URL came in and did what they did. And bam, that battle. And I said this knowledge on the show. I'd rather see Rob B and Chess than Rob B and Rex anyway, being that they both young boys. I thought it'd have been a good back and forth than Rex and Rob B. But then, all right, you don't get Chess. You get a legend like Rex. And for him not to show up, I think that's just foul, man. I think he got the bat of the stick, pause, on both sides with Chess and Robbie. I mean, Chess and Rex, pardon me.
Yeah, no. You're 100% right. I spoke to Robbie. I got a dope interview with him dropping today, too. Yo, he was going in. He basically said he didn't really want to talk from anger because he doesn't know the whole situation, but he definitely was not feeling that move. You know what I mean? He seemed like he definitely was, like, you know what I mean? He was in a crazy position, but.
You gotta be disappointed,
man. Yeah. I mean, shit, man. And him and Chess spoke, you know what I mean? And so I was like, yo, that shit was crazy. Like, you know what I mean? I felt bad because I know he came, like, ready. And it's like, it's fucked up. He started writing for one dude, had to stop writing for another. And that battle might not go down, so it's like a waste of time.
What do you think? URL has something to do with that? That's just some people. That's the conspiracy theorists are saying. But I don't think URL could tell a Rex.
To me,
you know what I mean?
It's like, exactly. If the URL did, it's like Rex came on, you know what I mean, the UW shit and said, yo, I control myself. I'm not under contract. I can move how I want. I can do what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's not like that. It's not like he's a URL. He said to himself, I'm not a URL battler. I'm Rex. You feel me?
Right.
So it's like, I don't think one has anything to do with the other, but you know what I mean? That's on him. You know what I mean? He's Rex.
Or is he gearing up for Shine? Is it more like, fuck Robbie? I'm sorry, Robbie. Is it more like, fuck the young boy? I got my energy, my thoughts, and my brain process got to be really triggered for Shine.
I don't know, man. Maybe he got some real personal shit that happened. Like, I don't know.
Rex.
He could have been completely, like, just saying exactly what you said. Like, yo, fuck this shit. I got focused on Sean. But
he don't show up to battles either way. He don't show up to battles when he got to battle a nigga, when he's actually having a nigga in front of him, and he ain't showing up to battles with battling niggas. Rex, come on, my nigga. You got to do better than that. Now, Sharone and Tay Rock. What you thought about that? I got to watch
like
that again.
I like that battle. I like that battle. I thought it was a good battle. I thought it was a good battle.
Sharone, I like the battle, minus the sweater Sharone was rocking. Jesus Christ, Sharone, that sweater, my nigga. I mean, did your grandmother knit that shit before the battle, my nigga? I hate that sweater.
Yeah, man. Nah, he did it on purpose. He did it for you to hate it.
I got it like this. I had round one, Sharon edging it, and I definitely had Rock winning round two. Like, definitely had Rock winning round two. And round three, I'll edge it to Rock. But I can't be mad if somebody says Sharon 2-1. But I edge it right now, first watch, Rock 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I felt, too, being in the building. I thought, you know what I mean? I thought the first round, you know what I mean, Sharon might have got that first round.
Sharon got busy that first round.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then the crowd was very receptive. But then when Rock started getting his bag, like, shit got a little hectic. He started really, like, getting, like, disrespectful with this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. I like what Rock was saying. Like, he was really talking crazy to this nigga. So, that's the type of shit I wanted to hear from Rock. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was good. I thought the battle. I thought, you know what I mean, he did exactly what he did, what he was supposed to do. You know what I mean? Sharon, you know, he felt like he won. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think he's at third. I think he told me he got. But, yeah. So
are you far away from the phone? You sound far away.
Oh, my bad. Y'all can hear me better now?
Nah, you good now. Now, what about Sugar Hitman, though, the main event?
Oh, Sugar Hitman, that was.
We're going to do a recap on that after this, but I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Sugar Hitman, you know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, first round was crazy. Like, Hitman started it out, you know what I mean? Like, and as soon as he went, like, the crowd went crazy. His first round was dope. It wasn't as electrifying as, you know, a Hitman round usually be, but it was still, like, on that top level of a Hitman first round. You know what I'm saying? But
he got the rust off, safe to say, right?
Yeah, nah, he did get the rust off. So, I mean, like, you could tell, like, it was just a little, his time was just a little off, but he still was looking like, you know what I mean? Like, he was on his game. The only thing I could say is, like, Suge, when he went his first round, that shit felt different, yo. The atmosphere and what he did, that shit was crazy. Like, the way he was moving the building was just crazy, man. I can't lie. Suge went off that first round. Like, that shit was crazy. I thought Suge definitely, Suge looked crazy almost every round. Like, he was barking crazy on Hitman. Like, Hitman, second round, he was barring a lot, but he it's like,
I ain't like Hitman second round too tough.
He was barring. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, the crowd was just like, it was like, okay. Mm. It's like the first round, they wanted something even more, and it was like, he wasn't able to give, you know what I'm saying, the people exactly in the building, everything, you know. You know what I mean? Everything they wanted, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it felt like, you know? But Suge, I ain't gonna front, man. Suge had the city on his back, man. You know what I'm saying? Hitman had to really fight. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like no easy battle. He had to really...
No, not at all.
He had to really try to win the crowd, and you know what I'm saying? That shit wasn't easy. And Suge was looking like... Suge was looking good, man. Suge had a great night. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. It was a great night for Suge. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was a great night for both of them, man. Shit, you can't say Hollow lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's a debatable battle. On first watch, I had Suge 2-1, and then I watched it three times after the show, and I'm like, I can see why it's debatable. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Let's talk about Sue Surf, Tay Rock, and Sirius Jones, sir. You right there front center. You were behind the lens.
Mm.
You absorbed the whole shit. You put it out there for the world to see. My nigga, is it me? This is what I take from when I'm watching this, Timbo and Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to me, my niggas, that Sirius Jones, yes, he's a legend. He's been there since the Smack DVD era, been there since Fight Club, been there battling gyms. I mean, Jandice, that, and the third. But does his peers, the young cats, I'm talking about, it just seems to me like them niggas do not respect this man. At all, bruh. I don't think you ever see Rock and them niggas bark on Rex or Mook. I mean, obviously they Dot Mob, but even niggas like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, carry on that kind of way, man. You're there in the building. What did you absorb? Because I got so much shit to talk to you about this. What was your take on the whole shit?
Well, you know, I think the whole shit, like, you know what I mean? Sirius was just like, he looked like he's just hungry. He really just wants to prove that, like, yo, I'm still one of the best in the game. So, you're doing what you do in the game. When you're in the game, you pick fights. You know what I'm saying? It's like boxing, like they say. Sometimes, you know, you see the niggas, like, you know, Rock is the top nigga in the game. So that's the nigga that we need to knock out. Whoever's the top nigga. Surf's one of the top niggas in the game. I need to pick a fight with any nigga who, you know what I mean? Because he knows that, you know, he still has worth because of what he's done. But at the same time, he's still got a lot more to still prove because this is a new era. There's new fans. You know what I'm saying? There's new ways people
knowledge. And Timbo, do y'all believe Jones when he said that Rock was ducking him? I just don't buy that.
I mean, I don't know if Rock was
come on now, but you in the building for all this shit, my nigga. Tay Rock ducking Sirius Jones?
Nah, I don't think Rock was ducking him, man. But you know, shit, like I doubt it.
I mean,
standing right there, watching it live, I'm looking at it. I'm like, nah, I don't know, man, because Rock is going off like he really like nigga. I don't want to battle you, my nigga. It was like you're not really a contender on my level, like.
And my nigga, this nigga Sirius Jones saying, oh, you ducked me for a white boy from Canada. No disrespect, Sirius Jones, but I'd rather see Jones than you and Rock. That is my opinion, you know what I'm saying? And that's just me. I don't know how you brothers feel, but, you know, I dead ass thought, and I also thought these niggas about to go throw hands knowledge. These niggas look like, I mean, Rock was really effed up. Did you feel like this shit might go left to the physical?
I ain't gonna lie. When I started, you know, seeing it, like, you know, certain things started going past, like, just rap and, you know, battle rap. And I'm like, certain words, I don't want, like, you know, nobody to feel no type of way or anything happening. And, you know, the interview started with me doing an interview with Sirius Jones, you know what I'm saying, after his old solo battle. And then Rock had made a statement, and that's when they started, like, going back and forth. So I didn't want, you know, something like, you know, me being in the middle of it, like, yo, nah, chill. I just didn't want it to get too left-handed. Because, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, this is entertainment. You know what I mean? This is battle rap. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you once it get past, because these dudes is men. They're not, like, kids. They're not playing around with each other. Like, the shit can get past words. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And we need to get past words. So, it's like, at the end of the day, I'm not involved in trying to have this shit be like where niggas getting hurt or niggas getting, you know what I mean? Like, that shit
right.
fucks up the environment. Like, niggas having fun, that's what it's about. You know what I'm
knowledge.
Saying? Niggas
me and
fun,
Timbo
man.
Interviewed Mook, Rock, and Surf early last year, right? And right. when we mentioned Sirius Jones' name, these niggas was laughing, son. They was literally laughing. And I'm sitting there like, damn, my nigga, this is a veteran. Even Mook. Who battled the nigga, like, all three of these niggas was laughing, like, I even, listen,
yeah.
knowledge, Timbo, I text Surf today, fellas, and I said, yo, my nigga, I low-key want to see you and Jones battle. You know what Surf texted me back and said? Never, ever. The nigga said never, ever to me on text, my niggas. Like, you know, and Rock even said he wouldn't benefit from battling this nigga. And Jones called him a slave, I mean, we seeing Rock battling out of URL now, so I don't know much of a slave he is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these niggas saying I get paid more than you, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
That shit was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I mean, shit, man, like, you know, Sirius Jones, you know, he picked some fights with some niggas that's really, like, on the top of the game. So, you know what I mean? Just know that when you pick fights with certain niggas, man, there's going to be certain things that come with it. You know what I'm saying?
But let's be real, my niggas. When you look at Jones and you're like, all right, you're a veteran. But, my nigga, prime example, I felt Jones be Pat Stay, right? Rock told me on the show, nah, my nigga, you need to watch that shit again. I thought he said Pat Stay drip pitched on that man's leg. Like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't feel like those niggas respect that nigga. So, like, when Surf is telling Jones, I run Jersey and you're fifth on the bus, like, you don't get no love over here. Like, nigga. Like, that shit is... Yo, son. I think that shit is bugged the fuck out, man. You know what I'm saying? And knowledge, was you buying all this shit about Rock sound like... I mean, Rock sound like Surf when everybody was going with that?
Nah. I never was one of the people that thought that. Like, honestly, I just started, like, oh, word? Like, niggas thought he sound like Surf? Like, you know what I mean? So, I'm like,
right.
I didn't... Like, Rock been doing his thing so long, it's like, damn, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go doubt the nigga after he been putting in 10 years of work now. You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga already been killing it, been putting it down. Like, now, 10 years, like, he going to just automatically, like, nah. If anything, them niggas working with each other better than each other. You know what I'm saying? Giving each other pointers, helping each other out. But that don't mean them niggas writing for each other. Everybody build the growth. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas learn from everybody. I'm sure new niggas come in the game and the older niggas take shit from them as well, just like vice versa. You know what I'm saying? That's a part of the game. You know what I'm saying?
I got a message for Jones, by the way. If you're going to talk that shit, don't do it after losing the solo 2-1, my chief.
No, but
come
he didn't
on.
Lose, though. He didn't lose, though, Timbo. I don't know where that's in my opinion.
Right.
In my opinion, because I watched the battle.
Okay. But the consensus, the argument doesn't hold a lot of weight after you have a debatable or lose to old solo. You know what I'm saying?
Right, those trying to say those words. Should not be uttered out.
But y'all think Osolo like is bad like that though? Like, I'm like, yo, Osolo, he's
a bad. I just don't think he's he's not one of those names that you talk about like right now when you're talking about top tiers and shit like that. When you're having an argument with Rock, saying that Rock was ducking, yo, you just like debatably or lost in the room to Osolo. Come on, my G, that's like, yeah, yo. Pick a different time to have the conversation, is all I'm saying, bro. You're looking mad right now. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
That shit was funny, though.
But now, we appreciate you rocking with us, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Give us a little tidbit what the fuck is going on since you was in the building yesterday.
Absolutely.
Man, I know Ball Legacy coming up. I'm pretty sure I know you're in the building for that. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah, no. Definitely stay tuned because we definitely going to, you know, apply the same energy. When we get to Born Legacy, they definitely try to give a lot of dope visuals. And, you know what I mean? We definitely want a lot of people to check out the website, man, hiphopisreal.com, because we put everything, you know, encompass all everything dealing with hip-hop culture, battle rap, music, fashion. Like, we throw it all on there, conscious information. You know what I'm saying? So we got it all on there. So, you know, you can always go check out the website. We're going to have PSA radio interviews on there, everything. So if you follow the movement, it's all going to be in there under one roof. So, you know what I mean? We working out here, man.
Nah,
we love those live
streams, nigga,
bro.
For real.
Keep those live streams on. Love that shit.
Okay, you already know.
Salute, brother.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all again, man.
You already, man.
All day, brother. Appreciate you, man. All right.
One.
Yo, shout out now. It's coming on the show.
Yeah, man.
Man, hip hop is real. It's out here running shit.
Running shit, my G. Running shit for real.
Running
back
shit. Now, Dre, you wanted to do a breakdown here, my G. I'm gonna piggyback off you because unfortunately, I wasn't able to catch some of these battles. But what you got for us today, brother?
Well, I want to talk about the Hitman and Suge battle, man.
Let's get into it. I got my fucking popcorn ready, man. Let's go, Hitman and Suge. You dub. Let's go. What happened?
All right, we all know this is the main event on UW. You know what I'm saying? It's Hitman's return from not battling on a long time. I know he battled some nigga at the fucking bodega store a couple months ago, but we don't really give a fuck about that, my niggas. We give a fuck about Hitman and Suge. Now, Hitman won the coin toss and decided to go first. You got DC Fly in the building to support Hitman Holla. You want to talk about a nigga, Timbo, that demands the room. I mean, once Hitman takes off his jacket, you know, motherfuckers in the building oohing and ahhing and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, ready.
Hitman sets it off, gave a shout-out to his bros, Verb, Ill, and Hitman probably feels this battle is for Verb and Ill in spirit. You know what I mean? Hitman talked about him controlling the room, and he still got it. Hey, UW. He said, tell Suge the last nigga interrupted my shit ended up in the fifth row. But that was all right. That pocket slide, that shit whack. The heart check shit, I do not play that. Don't make me fuck up the culture on my first day back. That I was a big haymaker on Hitman Holla. You know what I mean? And sometimes Hitman would say a line and take a 6-second pause, or 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 6-second pause. I don't know if he was looking for crowd approval, but sometimes a little pause is kind of like, all right, Hitman, just get back into the bars. You know what I'm saying? He kept stopping
on
certain bars he would say. He talked about his battles versus Jersey niggas, and he got it Ored. Ored caught it the worst when he was getting at the Jersey niggas. The banana clip line was cool. The crime scene line was cool. The Cal Ripken crowd tripping was solid. Weapon so big, I had to shoot in the driver. The hit and run sugar line was cold. Shooting like I'm legally blind. I thought that line was fucking crazy.
That was crazy.
I did like Hitman's first round. The remix was all right. Solid round by Hitman. For him, I'm pretty sure I felt good to get that rust off. Solid round by Hitman. I see people saying it was fire. I thought it was all right. Round one, Shook kind of started slow to me. He started going at Hitman's son. I felt like Shook's angle about Hitman's son was kind of OD, in my opinion. Kind of like just kept talking about his son. Shook went into what his life like. And usually he doesn't do the what's your life like in the first round. I can't remember Shook ever doing what's your life like in the first round. Showing his son how to fit five bullets in the MAC-10's line was cool. Shook started heating up in the middle. He started catching the crowd a little bit. I thought in the beginning of the first round it was kind of slow, but towards the middle and towards the end he started heating up a little bit. He talked about the Detroit situation, how the Midwest was blackballing him. He said, "I'm gonna pause this shit. I'm gonna pause this shit." Line was solid. I ain't saying you fake, but what kind of hit, man? Listen to Drake. I thought the angle was cool. The Mona Scott make a move, VH1 line was all right. Look him dead in the face. I'm Mike Brown. I'm Mike Brown and shit. Listen, I'll give Hitman the first round, edge in the first round, because I thought Suge didn't heat up to the middle and the last of the first round. I've seen some people even giving Suge the first round, and I'm wondering, are they giving him the first round because even though he didn't heat up in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, he started heating up. So are they feeling like, okay, even though Hitman was heating up a little bit in the beginning, your heat up was better than Hitman's heat up? I don't know. I got Hitman edging the first round. You know what I'm saying? I just thought this shit was a little bit more cleaner. Round two, I think going into this second round, Timbo, I was more focused on seeing what Hitman would bring in the second round. Because Hitman, let's keep it real, my nigga. Some people will say, you give us a fire first round, and then sometimes there's a slippage. So I was really interested to see what Holla would do here in a second. You know, Hitman liked to do the exposing shit. I expose niggas in the second round talk. He talked about Suge first time in Cali. He even paused to get a reaction again. He didn't really get one. Talked about Suge not being from Newark, Suge being from Hillside, New Jersey. Wherever that is, I know it's beautiful. Same shit he did against Cortez. Hitman started pointing out city Sugar wouldn't go to. Didn't hit to me, Timbo. He's talking about you didn't go to Chicago, nope. Detroit, nope. St. Louis, nope. It didn't really hit for me. Hitman said the nigga Sugar had beef with is right by the bar. Same kind of storytelling he did in his A-Verb when he battled Verb, and he said those niggas right over there, Verb. Like, he did the kind of same shit he did against A-Verb to Sugar. Hitman was flowing, energy up, but I didn't feel he was landing haymakers, and I didn't really get the jazz face kind of lyrics. There was no room-shaking rhymes. Not saying Hitman didn't get busy, but in the words of my brother Timbo, it was a beatable round. round two, Suge, I felt like Suge, all you had to do, my nigga, is land three haymakers, and you got this round, because I don't think Hitman's second round was all that fire. Suge's obsession with getting a Hitman's son once again. The Tom Shepard, your little brother, tougher than line was cool. Suge was all up in Hitman's ear, barking on him. The state property above the rim, Mac and Birdie line, I thought that shit was solid. The Charlie Murphy line was solid. The back-to-back ad-lib line was solid. The Billie Jean line was solid. Suge started heating up towards the end. Wish he'd have kept rapping. I didn't really like how he finished the second round, but I'm going to give Suge the second round because I don't think Hitman, that's like the clearest round in my opinion, was the second round. Round three, this round was the round Hitman started, you know, talking about his accomplishments in battle rap and what Suge hasn't accomplished, how Hitman was on, you know, how many Summer Madness stages that Suge has never been on, which is facts. Hitman went into his version of what's your life like. I did like what Hitman said, what's your life like, you know, like your mom's had cancer and you have to battle Surf and Cal in the same week. I thought that shit was fucking, it was fire. When he said, I don't gangbang 24/7 because my son 11 and he know what them signs mean. Damn, I felt that shit hit, man. You know what I'm saying? Hitman flipped Surf's line when Surf told Hitman the inmate number nine line. The cancer patient chemotherapy press line that I was cold. Before and after line was solid. Hitman called out Rock, called out Shine. Are those two battles you want to see, Timbo? Rock and Hitman and Hitman and Shine? Because those are the niggas he's calling
more
out.
More so Rock. More so Rock and Hitman. Not too much Shine right now.
You don't think Shine and Hitman on performance alone, though?
I'm not super interested in that battle, dead honest. Nah.
Solid round by Hitman. I thought that was he had an okay round. You know what I mean? Round three, Suge, was this the round? I'm thinking now, he hasn't done the pocket check yet. He hasn't done the heart check yet. But we interviewed Suge last weekend. He kind of said he kind of want to not go into the battle with the heart check. He kind of want to leave that shit alone. So I was waiting for it, but then I remember when we interviewed him, Timbo, he said he don't really want to fuck with that shit no more in 2017.
Did a part of you wish he did, though?
Yes. Definitely. Definitely. I'm not going to front, my nigga. Definitely. I mean, does it help him win the battle? No, but just because, Shug, let's be real, my nigga. Niggas will quickly say that you pick on certain niggas to do that to. I'm just being real, sure. That's what people will say. You know, you bump a Saga, bump a T-Top, bump a Briz, you know what I'm saying? But other niggas, you might have like a Swave or Math, you ain't do that too. I'm just calling it what it is, my nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll call her arse for losing a Hitman, you know, which was true. Hitman did beat arse 2-1. I thought it was interesting that she'll call her arse because when arse battled T-Rock at the last UW event, arse called out Suge and Surf. So I guess, you know, you got him back. The Tekken line was solid. Choking like Sue Surf line was solid. Suge went back into his bully talk at Hitman. The Bernard Hopkins line was solid. I think this is a very debatable battle. First round is close to me, Timbo, but I would edge it to Hitman. Second round, I'm giving to Suge clearly. The third round is sketchy for me because I watch it numerous times, and I think Hitman probably got more bars off, but I did like the shit Suge was saying. You know what I'm saying? Suge might have stopped the show a little bit, but I did like the shit Suge was saying directed to Hitman that third round. So for me, I'm edging the battle 2-1 Suge. I don't think it's a clear win. It's debatable. But for me, I'm going Suge 2-1. That's just for me, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Suge 2-1. I got to watch this shit, bro. This is getting annoying. Yeah. People are loving this one, too. Like,
it was a high battle. Here's the thing, man. Austin, you dug. I don't know if you niggas know the schedule, but it's really hard for y'all to have a battle NFL Championship Sunday, my nigga. I mean, that is just hard to fucking manifest. Here I am on a laptop trying to watch the battles, and then I'm on the fucking living room trying to watch the football games and shit. It's like, you know what I mean? Maybe they didn't know the game was going to be on that particular day, but you know what I mean? Overall, the card was aight. You know what I'm saying? It was a high card. I don't think Hitman and Suge is a classic. I think it's an okay battle. I think Suge came to play and do what he do. And I think Hitman got his rust off. You know what I'm saying?
So
you're
gonna
have some people say, Hitman, do one torso.
What should be next? What should be next for Hitman?
It should be, I got to say, Rock or Shine, the same brother he's calling out. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, or maybe Khan. I mean, not Khan. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Rock. My bad. Like, for me, Timbo, it got to be Rock or Shine in that order. I don't really see him, you know. I heard him saying on 15 Minutes of Fame, Av or Chess, Hitman, you my man's on. I don't got you beating. If you want Av, my nigga, I don't got you beating Av right now, bro. I'm gonna be real, straight up. No niggas, I'm not being prisoner of the moment. I'm just saying it. Av and Hitman battle right now. I gotta go Av, Timbo. I gotta go Av, son.
Yeah. Do you think Hitman would do that battle?
Well, he said those are the names that he like, and those, you know what I'm saying, like the names that they asked him.
I wouldn't mind seeing that battle. Actually, I'd rather see. I guess if it was between the three, I'd see Rock, Av, and then Shine. I don't know why. I'm just not feeling right now to see a Shine battle with Hitman. But man, Av and Hitman would be crazy. Av is aggressive. I would like that.
Who you got though?
Man, yo, I might have to go Av, bro. I can't lie. I think Av would bark on this dude, bro. But I fuck with Hitman, but I'm just saying the bar wise, bro, I think Av would go crazy.
Well, here's the four names for me, Timbo. I got Hitman, Rock, Hitman, Shine, Hitman, Av, Hitman, Chess. Now, do I think he's going to battle those many times? I don't know. Where's he going to battle? He also said other leagues are trying to holler at him also. So I don't know if that's Kingdom Dot where he's been battling. He's battled before. He's never battled RBE. He's never battled with Syndicate Cartel.
True.
So I would think it'd be King of the Dot.
Yeah, I would think so too. I would definitely think so too. Would you like to – I mean, we've seen him on King of the Dot, though, against Shoddy. Right?
Didn't like that battle. Archie Bunk Award.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan. I wasn't a big fan of that battle either. Would you like to see, how about this? What about Hitman battling like on the Massacre card, right? What about like a Hitman and Big K or some shit like that?
Hitman and Pax Day.
Hitman and Pax Day? I'm not even mad at that.
I would like to see that. Deadass.
Hitman and
Pax
Day.
Shout out Pax Day right quick, man,
because
I'm going to be real, my niggas. Like, niggas got to show Pat State some love. And let me tell you why. Every time I see a Pat State do a Pat State interview or I see somebody talking about Pat State, and these are brothers I'm talking about, Timbo, they always seem to show this nigga mad love, son. Good said he rocked the Pat State. We have Mook on here saying he rocked the Pat State. Surf say he rocked the Pat State. I seen Rock dapping up Pat State at the UW shit on Hip Hop Is Real. She's looking in the shit, so niggas fuck with Pat Stay, son. Like, dead ass, man.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see him once again. What we've always said, Pat, we fuck with you, but we want to see you take your talents. Like LeBron said, he's taking his talents on South Beach. We want to see you take your talents somewhere, you know, on the road also. He's been doing that. He's been getting busy and shit, you know what I'm saying? Sharon stayed battling all over the fucking place, so that ain't about nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You know what, Dre? Let me ask you this, because we've seen is it interesting that these guys that we've always seen is either all King of the Dot, all URL. I mean, this is like Sharon and Tay Rock, right? But now we see that they're battling other places. I mean, we've seen already Sharon battle on UW before. Yeah, I love seeing that type of shit. I love it. I think it needs to happen more often. Do you think what do you think about Rock being on King of the Dot?
I would love to see Tay Rock battle on King of the Dot, bro. Dead ass.
Yeah.
My nigga, here's the thing, Timbo. Like I said numerous times, I'm not big on the contract shit. I'm really not.
Yeah.
But I understand it, but I'm not big on it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I think at some particular time, I understand URL wants to, you know, lock in niggas and they feel they're giving niggas a platform and a look and, you know, for Jerry West and Chess, but my nigga, let's go back to Robbie, my nigga. This man just got kicked in his nuts. Pause. Twice.
Yeah. Yep.
Twice.
Yep.
Like, you don't get to battle Chess.
Forget.
All right, boom. They throw you Rex, you ain't get to battle him. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. How you feel about these contract stipulations, my nigga? Because,
look,
like,
I'm in the
but it's like,
boat as you. I'm in the same boat as you. I certain things in them I don't like, but I understand it. You know, now that it's become a business, I get it. You know, I totally get it. But it's just unfortunate because some of these artists that are on one league, we like to see them in other leagues. And let's not forget, everybody, if hopefully everybody was paying attention, Tay Rock was decked out in Al Capone premium cigarillo gear. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had the hat
talk
on.
About it, my Z.
And we all
talk
know, we all know they're a sponsor of
right.
Smack. So we've
right.
seen them. I mean, shout out their slogan. It's probably the hardest slogan in the game right now. But you get what I'm saying. Like, we've seen they are all over the place. So maybe is that something that did Smack say, yeah, you can go, but, yo, can you push this? Or did they pay Rock to wear that gear or
mm-hmm.
whatever the case is? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, he was rocking that shit. But as far as the contracts go, I get it with these new guys, I guess, to a certain extent. But I wish that we would see some of these guys battle on other leagues. Like I said, and like you said too, I'd love to see Rock on King of the Dot.
Yep.
I think he would go over so well on King of the Dot over there.
Son, I already
you know
Rock
they
and Pat yep. stay on King of the Dot, dead ass.
That would be fire. That would be fire.
I think that's a good
you know,
look
I would
for King
like
of the Dot also. That's a good look for King of the Dot to have that battle.
Yo, let me throw a name out there for you, bro. Let me throw this matchup out there for you. What about Rock versus Paz on King of the Dot?
I'm not for that, huh? Yo, my nigga, it's going to pain me to say this, bro. Paz was
you
my
lost some
guy,
stock
man.
On Paz, huh? I know.
But damn
you
it, man. You been
Paz.
Fucked. Oh, my nigga.
I know.
I don't understand.
I know,
bro.
But I'm just saying.
Oh, nah, I ain't not. Timbo, 2 years ago,
yeah.
I would have. Dead ass. I would have.
Bro,
now,
I think this might be the one for Paz, though. I get it. But, yo, imagine they're both aggressive as fuck, bro.
And Timbo,
and
man, this man
just
got his ass canned to him by Riz, my nigga. 3-0. I thought Paz was going to make that shit. Like, my nigga, you can't.
Paz, I'm trying to make this argument
URL
for you,
the first
bro. I'm
time.
Trying to make the argument for you, Paz.
Listen, man. Paz,
yeah.
You can't go on URL for the first time and lose at the crib. They was even nice enough to be like, all right,
I feel you.
We're not going to make you battle in New York.
We'll do it in L.A.
In L.A., comfortable.
Yeah.
You can wake up. You're around the crib. You're right around the block from probably the event and shit. You're in your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Nigga, Paz, I really thought you was going to beat Briz Washington. I said 2-1, going to the battle, Paz is going to beat Briz. Nigga.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Where's the Paz that battle Hollow? Where's the pass that battled Remy D? Where Timbo was at that battle? Where's the pass that battled Chilla? Where's the pass that battled TC? Come on, my nigga, man.
Where's the pass that battled Briz? I'll put you in your pocket. You get out of pocket pot, and I'll put your ass back in it. Man, pass, we need
come
that
on,
pass
bro.
Back, bro. Yo, we need that pass back.
But
I'm saying on
too?
These passes. Yeah.
Rocking this?
Yeah.
I don't mind seeing rocking this.
I wouldn't mind seeing Rocking it. Yo, they were going back and forth, actually. You know?
Yep.
And this
mm-hmm.
could possibly go down.
What about, all right, so what are we doing with Suge now, Timbo? He battled. He survived because either way, niggas are saying it's debatable. Some people got Hitman. Some people got Suge winning the battle. What are we doing with Suge now? Because I felt he either had to win this battle clearly or make it debatable.
Yeah.
Which he did.
Yeah.
Some people have him winning, and he made it debatable. He wasn't
let me tell you something. People,
he wasn't fucking out of the world. He did good, though. Suge did real good, though. Don't get it fucked up.
Yeah. And he called it, too, right? Because people have him winning the second and third, right? Is that
what some people got him winning
some
the second and third, but some people got him losing also, too.
Okay. But the ones that have Suge winning have him winning the second and third. Now, remember,
he
said, if the first is close, I'm winning. If the first is close, I'm going to win this battle.
Yep.
Remember? So I'm saying, Suge is saying what he's going to do and doing what he's saying he's going to do. So, like you said, I completely agree with you. Look, he either had to win this battle or make it debatable, you know, make it close. He couldn't go in there talking all this shit and get blown out of the water.
Yep.
Suge did what he was supposed to do, straight up. He can't go backwards on any battle. They can't, you know, his stock rises after this battle, to be honest
with
you. You know, I do. Absolutely. It could have been very easily that he could have gotten killed, right? And we could be up here. It could be the Suave 7 Averb treatment that we
Facts.
Would be giving shows
Facts.
Right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. Like, he went in there. The battle was – it was good, right? I mean, it was a decent, good battle.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't horrible. You know,
mm-hmm.
we saw great things from both of them. So, I mean, I can't get mad at Suge, yo. I can't get mad at Suge. I think his stock does rise. Like, he hung in there when people said and Hitman said, you don't deserve to be in the ring with me. You don't deserve it. What have you done? And, I mean, he went in there. People either went in. They say it's debatable. So, he did his job. You know, he did his job. I think his stock
They asked him after the battle, Timbo, who would he want to battle
yeah.
next? He seemed
yeah.
like he wants a rematch with Tay-Rock because he was very adamant. He was very upbeat. And when he said Tay-Rock's name, now,
mm-hmm.
is that a battle that we want to see? Because the younger generation, Timbo, who's just started watching URL and Battle Rap after Summer Madness 2, they probably
mm-hmm.
don't remember Shug and Rock battling outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We hit Rock
yep.
a couple weeks ago and even talked about the battle, how niggas is outside. How the battle was intense, niggas are strapped up outside, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Is that a battle that you want to see, being that a lot of people probably forgot that battle, and being that now we're in 2017 and they're in different levels of their career, so to say, would you be cool to rematch?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm really, really interested in seeing that battle, to be honest with you, bro. I don't know if I'm really, really interested in seeing Suge and Rock right now. I want to see Suge battle somebody else.
I'm going to throw some names at you.
I'm trying to think of who would be a...
I'm going to throw one name at you first, tell me. Suge and Verb.
All right. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I think that'll be good. Yeah.
Now, if you're Verb, would you battle Suge? Because, you know, Verb probably got Hitman winning. That's his little bro. So if you're Verb, would you look
yeah.
at Suge like, little bro just beat you 2-1? In his opinion, you know what I'm saying? I've seen Verb tweet that out. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind seeing that. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't mind seeing that either. I think that would be a good one, you know, going into it. I think
Suge and
Verb
will be better than Suge and Hitman, Timbo.
You think Suge and Verb will be? You think so?
I really do, bro.
Who would you have winning right now? They battle tomorrow. Who do you have? I might have to go Suge, bro, on this one.
You going Suge on that one?
I might have to go Suge, bro. And no disrespect to Verb, but I might have to go Suge on this one, bro. All
right. What about Suge and Av? Because we had Suge up here also. He was like, all you niggas are acting like Av's a god. This, that, and the third. Nah.
I'm not too fond of that one, no.
Son, I low-key want to see that.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we know who's going to have the best bars. We know who's going to have the best bars in the battle.
Damn, Timbo. Shit. Fuck.
Like,
what
sure,
about?
I can tell you before going into that.
What about Suge and Chess?
I wouldn't mind seeing that. That would be a good battle.
David Goliath kind of
yep.
story.
Yeah. If Suge was gonna battle
on the
one young dude, I would
a little
want
nigga
to
that
Chess.
You know, you stuff
yep,
in the locker.
Yep. I would want it to be Chess. I would want it to be Chess over Ab. If Suge was gonna battle a young dude, I'd want to see him against Chess more than Ab, because they're, you know, they talk that type of shit. They talk that
mm-hmm.
struggle, that pain stuff. And then you have Suge with what's your life, you know, with this type of
mm-hmm.
stuff. So I think it would be, you know, I think that would be a good battle. I'd rather see that than Ab. I would have Ab winning that battle bar wise, clearly 3-0. I'm not saying battle wise he would 3-0 Suge. I'm just saying like bar wise his bar
right,
would
right.
be a lot better, but I think the style, I would love to see him versus Chess, man. Him versus
and
Chess.
And
a
last
fire.
Name, because an individual
Uh-oh.
I brought up about 15 minutes ago, everybody seems to always fuck with, seems to me. And Suge said he'd want to battle this dude. Suge
mm-hmm.
and Pat Stay.
He did want to battle him? Is that what Suge said?
Suge said he would want to battle Pat Stay, deadass. Shook said he would battle Pat Stay. That's the name he threw out.
I'm trying to envision the setup. Seeing that.
You talking about Shook? I have to look that nigga dead in his eyes. What, Shook, 6'5"? Pat, what, about 6'3", 6'4",
yeah,
probably? Like, you know what I mean? I would like to see that, bro. I'm not going to front.
I wouldn't mind seeing that battle.
I would like to
see him
pissed off
that
Pat Stay. See, Pat would have to battle Shook in one of the rounds. I think he'd have to be pissed off. He'd have to be just going ham on Shook. You know, because Shook gonna go aggressive on him. I don't think Pat can go three rounds with the cool cadence that he has. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Pat Stay got
that
good kind of vibe to where he demands that attention on stage. You know what I mean?
And you know what? I agree with you. And Pat would have to do that shit that first round, though.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. He needs to do that the first round.
Off rip.
You know, I don't know. I don't think in that battle, though, it necessarily matters if he goes first or second. But, yo, he has to have his best round of that battle, that first round. Straight up.
Because Shook
gonna
try to balk on you.
And, he needs to have his best round.
That.
Especially when he gets hit.
You, here you go. He can't do none of that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Show off right next to you. Look at you two go.
Nah, he has to go aggressive off the rip.
Go.
You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, he has to go crazy off the rip. I agree. Just with that bar shit. You know, when you're talking to him, I completely agree. I wouldn't mind seeing that. That has to be at the massacre to me, though. I don't want to see that shit on a big ass stage. Just because I feel like the battles are better in those smaller type of, you know, 200-300 people rooms. So I'd much rather see that on a small stage if it happens on King of the Dot. I wouldn't mind saying it. But who knows? Pat might have found his second home at UW.
Yep.
It couldn't have happened.
I want Pat to get a battle on URL. For real.
I think
Pat would do better on URL than Disaster did when he battled. He got a chance against Rex, deadass.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon did better than Disaster on URL. Pat Stay did better on. Mm-hmm. Better, I think Pat Stay would do better on URL. Real Deal did better on URL than Pat Stay. I'm just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to see. I would like to see him adapt to that. I want to see him go over there. But this was his first big step, man. You know, he was there with the Wolves.
Pat got busy, son.
He was out there in Jersey.
Pat got busy, and I'm not even taking nothing away from DNA.
Yeah.
DNA did his thing too, but Pat got busy, and I'm not surprised that people's rocking with Pat.
I knew this would be
really
a good
not, man. When you see Goods,
I had a few,
Surf, Rex, I mean Mook, all these niggas rock. I mean, seen Rock dapping Pat like, yo, what's up, bro? Love, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Chess dapping up. Pat Stay in the back room with Knowledge of God interviewing them niggas and shit. You know, Chess.
Yeah.
I like to see all that camaraderie with the battle rappers talking and shit, man. That shit be mad cool. You see Chess and Sharon talking about their battle with Rock. Shit was cool as fuck.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
So, you know what the funniest thing was, though? Hey, yo, I was dying. You know, people don't say this about Pat, right? But they'll say it about Sharon. You lost that little white boy from Canada. Yo, that shit makes me laugh so hard just because I look at Sharon's face and he gets all giddy and smiley when Sirius Jones said that and shit like that. That shit was funny as hell.
Yo, leave my son Sharon alone, Jimbo. Leave my son Sharon alone.
Nah, I fuck with Sharon. I fuck with Sharon, but it's just funny, yo. He's like, he's right in the middle of that argument between Rock and Jones. You just look on his face, man. And he's just, like, grinning and smiling. And then once Jones mentioned his name, like, you about to get 2-1. You about to get cooked by a little white dude in Canada.
He lied
on,
though.
He
loved that shit, right?
You see his big-ass smile. I was dying, bro. I was like, Sharon's so happy right now. That shit was funny as hell. Man,
I
love that stuff, though, bro. But shout-out to the event. You know, I look forward to catching all the rest of the battles and all of them.
Right.
But, yeah, man, there's some battles that now we do want to see. Does anybody want to see Rock and Jones? Can you guys just, like, comment on that? Do you guys want to see Rock versus Jones ever at all happen? Me, I could live without that shit, to be honest with you.
Tim, I'm going to keep it real. Kind of about to wrap up here in a minute.
Yeah.
I low-key want to see it now only because I've seen the segment with Hip Hop Is Real. That's the only reason I want to see it now, because the intensity is there, the storyline is there. See, when shit like this happens, now I want to see the battle.
Yep.
Before,
yep.
No, I didn't really give a fuck about Sirius Jones and Tay Rock. I wouldn't mind seeing it, but
really?
Fucking Surf was like, I'll leave gun titles if T-Rock battles Sirius Jones, man. The niggas don't have no respect for this man, son. Like, niggas really
It's so funny, though. I mentioned it in one of the other segments that we did, and I was like, yo, do people even consider Jones from, like, Jersey? Like, you never hear him put with the Surfs, the Shugs, the Reds, you know, those guys. Like, you never hear him put with that. So it's just the Arsenals. Like, you never hear him put with them. It's just hilarious to me.
Surf told that nigga he's number five on the bus, my nigga. You're number five on the bus, bro. Like, damn, my nigga. He's saying basically it's us, me, Fred, and
Surf
Shug.
Surf and Haymaker. Yeah. Surf has
the difference
has the ability to body somebody in, like, one comment. That's
yes.
Funny
and you know what? To piggyback what you said, the difference between Rock and Surf when they get at niggas, talking-wise, not battling-wise, is Rock be getting, like, he want to fight. Surf is going to be cool, calm, and collective and just try to use a basketball reference and try to and politely insult you. That nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, I
like,
would not
want to
be on the other side of a – yeah, I don't want to be on the other side of an argument with Rock, yo. Like, we're lucky because he fucks with us, but we catch him – when he's a dope dude, like he's humble, he's super tight. But I love when dude turns up. Yo, I was like, damn, bro, save your. What some dude said, like, save your voice, bro. You haven't even battled.
No, nigga, Surf told him that, Timbo. Surf dead ass.
Surf told him that.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My bad. Save your voice. But I thought that was the funniest shit. That was
like
one of the funniest comments.
Like, why
are
you wasting your voice
lines
on this nigga,
bro?
Man? You about to battle Sharon,
yeah,
man.
Don't waste
get out of here with
that shit was so funny.
Man.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Jones acts like
no
such
respect,
a clown.
Fams.
Jones acts like such a clown sometimes, bro. Like sometimes it's hard to even be a fan of him, bro.
Do you think he was
OD'ing
because he was in Jersey and he was just trying to like? Because he looked like the nigga that was not acting like the vet. It felt like Rock was the vet, and Jones is like trying to sun him, but also beg for a battle on top of it.
I feel the same. Yep, I feel the same way.
You know what I mean? Like,
I feel the same way. Jones is acting like a little girl. Fuck it. I salute Rock. I'd have dug Jones, too, just because, not because I'm scared of battling, but it's like, what the fuck does battling Jones do for me? Like,
but, to be fair,
you
though,
know what I mean?
And somebody brought it to my attention, Timbo. Sirius Jones, they asked me a question. They said, three-letter man, if you look at Sirius Jones since he's been back, he really hasn't lost a battle. It's just that we don't give a fuck about the niggas he's battling.
I mean,
do you think he needs to battle on the main stage? Is
who's
that what it
he,
is?
Who's
he's
he
not
battled?
Battling URL?
He battled Jims.
Battled DNA.
Who else he battled? He battled
Head
DNA.
Ice.
Yeah. Head Ice. I mean,
Arsenal.
Is it just the way he's winning?
Arsenal.
I don't think it's just because – I don't think it's because nobody gives a fuck about who's battling. Maybe it's because – the people he's battling don't give a fuck about him.
What you mean, though? You don't think Jims is like, all right, this is good on my resume that I got to battle a nigga like Sirius Jones?
I mean,
Jones,
for certain people, I think it'll look good on your resume, right? I always say this. What is Ars going to gain battling Jones? What's Head Eyes going to – like, I get it. But, yo, like, Jones has this type of attitude – that makes you look like, yo, bro, like, you were fired fucking 20 years ago. Chill. Like, you, even though I know you came back and you battled Charlie, you know, and it was like you could have won 2-1, whatever. But, yo, just, like, chill out. You know, now you're trying to bark on Rock like you're going to beat Rock.
I think he needs to battle on URL. I think he needs to get a battle on URL, son. I think his last battle on URL was against DNA. I think he needs a battle on that stage.
Yeah.
Because I really want to see how the crowd is receptive to him since he feels that, you know, like he told Surf, and it's the truth, he was the first nigga from Jersey that was really out here. You know what I'm saying? But in 2017, like, Suge, Red, and all these other niggas, they took Jersey and ran with it, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
man,
yo,
so.
Was Jones – I don't remember. I got to go back and, like, check the files. Was Jones really repping Jersey, like, to the death back then, too?
maybe.
I mean, I remember his slogan, Serious Jones Juris, first day it was go. Like, I remember his slogan, like, he had Juris in there. But, yo, was he really repping Jersey like that? I don't remember him really, like, repping Jersey like that. You know what I mean? And that might be why.
It's kind of different times then because, you know, how battle rap is so big now that, you know what I mean? Like, I get what you're saying because when you think of Jersey, you do think of us. You do think of Surf. You do think of Shug.
Yeah, I just don't
think of Red.
Yeah, I don't think of Jones. But when
you think
back
of Jay
then,
performing
like,
a block also, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, you think of Jay too. But I'm saying back then, like when you had the Mooks and
like,
the
you know,
Mills and stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. And they would rep that shit, and so would Lux. Like that shit.
Right, Lux too also.
You
part
could
of
tell
me.
That
Lux
was Harlem. But
yeah,
it was just like it was tough, man. Like I can't remember a time where I always heard Jones like repping Jersey and putting on for Jersey crazy. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe that's the reason though, but you know, who the fuck knows, man. Shout out UW though. They have some classic moments at that shit. Shout out Hip Hop is Real. Knowledge. Fire, bro. Fire. Shout out Knowledge. Everybody look out for that. Yo, shout out Knowledge. Like I said, coming on the show. It's PSA motherfucking radio. We're going to break down more of these battles once I get a chance to fucking see them. And, you know, I got my popcorn ready, so you guys already know. If you don't watch the battles, listen to the recast from my bro 311.
Answer football. Answer football. Fire. We drop it, too. Answer football talk.
Answer football. Yeah, we got... I don't want to talk about it right now.
I know,
now.
Timbo.
Yeah.
I know my
team. Yeah, we
got I left you alone yesterday.
I got my tissues. I got my tissues, bro. Fuck that shit. Yo,
I'm with Atlanta Falcons, though, Timbo. I know they beat your Packers, but I want the Falcons to beat fucking
bro,
New England.
I'm not going to lie. I want the Patriots to win.
Ah, Timbo, come on, man. We'll start that bullshit. Man.
Bro,
you want Tom Brady to win?
Falcons winning does nothing for me.
Oh, God, my nigga.
I don't give a shit.
It does for me, man. Like,
shit
somebody else win, bruh. Like, let Matty Ice get the ring, hoist the ring up, man. Like, come on, man.
Is Tom Brady the best
Lombardi trophy up?
We'll talk about this. We'll have another show tomorrow where we'll talk some football another time this week. Mm-hmm. We'll have another time. But yes or no, real quick. Is Tom Brady the best quarterback of all time to you?
He's top three. He's top three for me. Of all time.
Who's the best quarterback of all time, dude?
Because what I've seen, I got to go Joe Montana first for me. I got to go Joe Montana because I lived through the Montana era a little bit. So I got to go Joe.
Yeah.
I know people say Brady 1A, you know, Joe Montana 1A, 1B Brady, but I got to go with the God first, the nigga that paved the way, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me. I got Brady. Brady number two, man.
If
but
Brady,
put Brady number one,
if
too.
Brady,
at 39 years
if Brady
old.
Brady wins.
No.
If Brady wins this, is he the best ever?
A lot of people make the argument and say yes. I think that will be the next conversation. He wins against Atlanta. That will be the conversation. And we gotta get left-handed in, so
bro,
Craig Muskett breaks it down tomorrow.
39 years old, bro. 39.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Can't.
Yeah, we got
really.
We got
to be fair though, man. He played a bunch of scrub niggas, man. The Texans are garbage. Steelers, man. Like I didn't think the Steelers had a chance, regardless, man. You know what I mean? I think Atlanta, they're loaded, my nigga. Matt Ryan, that running game.
Yeah.
Julio Jones is playing out of his fucking mind. Niggas talk about Odell Beckham. What's the other nigga they talk about? Antonio Brown from the Steelers. They talk about that nigga, but yo. Julio Jones is a fucking stud, bro. And Matt Ryan, you can call him Matty Ice right now, bro. He's the MVP right now. I would give Matt Ryan. He just proved yesterday why he should get the MVP, in my opinion.
I can't complain there. But yo, shout out to the Packers putting Gunter,
who runs
a 4.7 against Julio Jones, who runs a 4.3 and has probably got like 6 inches on him. So yeah, that was.
Yeah.
That was a fucking mismatch of the year, but fucking dog, it hurts, bro. That shit hurts.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, it's gonna be good, man. I'm actually. I hope the Patriots win.
We'll
but we gotta have
a couple days.
We'll have an in-depth
so we can have a good conversation about it.
Exactly. Let's go, man. PSA motherfucking radio. You guys already know, man. Shout out you, Dub. Shout out Knowledge coming on the show. My bro, Dre. Three Letterman. Take us out, my G.
Shout out to Knowledge of God. Hip Hop is real. Shout out to my bro, Timbo. Show. I see you out there, my nigga. I'm going to hit you up so you can get you on this week so we can discuss your battle. You already know what it is, man. PSA. All day.
So, we out.